Hi, and welcome to the You Haven't Heard This podcast. My name is Cassie, and I've seen no movies.
And my name's Matt, and I have seen substantially more movies.
And we're going to try and fix the fact that I have seen no movies through this podcast.
Yes. So, Cassie, why don't you tell us a little bit about where this idea came from?
Yeah, let's chat about that. So
this is our first episode, brand new podcast, very exciting. Fun.
So yeah, this kind of came from the fact that I have seen no movies. I know what I like, and I kind of just stay in that realm. That realm kind of being up to like a PG-13, like a Disney or a Marvel, and kind of the same. Kind of that realm of film. Sometimes I branch out, but not a lot. And I haven't seen a lot of movies made, like, before I was born. So that's a lot of cinema history that I have no knowledge of.
A lot of just classic pop culture that gets referenced and you're like, aha, yes. I totally know what that is.
But I was actually lying.
You know, yeah. Like a liar.
Like a liar. Exactly. So through this podcast, we're going to try and remedy the fact that I have seen no movies.
I, as the good older brother and film school graduate, will be your guide through the wide realm of things that when you say you haven't seen, make people go, "You haven't seen this?"
Exactly.
That's the title of the podcast.
It is. We're very clever. So, what's the first thing on the agenda?
First thing I wanted to do when I came up with this idea is I wanted to talk about Star Wars.
Star Wars. Very cool.
Yeah, so this is the episode, if you haven't read the title, in which case I admire you for just jumping in. We're gonna be discussing Star Wars, 1977, now episode 4, A New Hope, but when it came out, just called Star Wars. Cassie, have you ever seen Star Wars?
I'm going to maybe break with the podcast just a bit.
On the first episode?
On the first one, I am going to break a little bit. I think I did see it, but I can remember none of it, and I might have fallen asleep. So I basically have never seen it.
You watched this, correct me if I'm wrong, you only watched it because your sophomore English teacher, who I know because we did go to the same high school, is like a gigantic Star Wars nerd.
Yeah, so we were having a free day in class, and he asked us what episode of Star Wars that we wanted to watch, because the only option was Star Wars. There were no other films that we were allowed to watch. It was only, what episode of Star Wars did you want to watch? Which movie? And so the class decided episode 5, and I hadn't seen any of them. So I asked my dad, like, hey, can we watch the one before it? And he was like, yeah. And so we watched it just so I could have context, but it didn't really work. Because, like I said, I couldn't remember it. I might have fallen asleep. I honestly can't even remember if I fell asleep. I do not remember what happened. Ask me anything and I would probably get any like base level like trivia, I would get it wrong.
Oh, this is gonna be great. So my just sort of exposure to Star Wars, we had, this is just gonna out us to everyone as super young. The only Star Wars movie that we owned for a long time as children was episode 1, The Phantom Menace, everyone's favorite. So that is the Star Wars movie I have seen the most times. And I have seen pretty much all of them at this point. There are a few I'm like, I can safely skip that. But, you know, enjoy them. They're a fun, good time. When I was in college, shout out to a bunch of my friends from Chapman who are listening to this, because I will have made you all listen to this. A bunch of them are just extreme Star Wars nerds. And as such, I have probably learned more about this franchise than I otherwise ever would care to. So I feel like this is a good jumping off point to start, to try and give you a refresh. Now, as always with something like this, before we go in, I want to hear from you what you, my darling co-host, Miss Cassie, what is your impression of give me your rundown of what you think the movie Star Wars Episode IV A New Hope is about.
Oh, what do I think it's about?
What do you know about it? What do you think? I am very curious.
Ooh, yikes. It's a space western, so a lot of shooting guns, but they're space guns, and like space cowboys. They don't wear like cowboy hats, but they wear like cool clothes.
So far, nothing you've said is wrong.
So that's a good plus for me. Goodness, what do I think it's about? Oh, you're putting me on the spot. I can't even give you, like, character names, because I'm not sure if they, like, showed up. I feel like there's, like, Luke Skywalker and, like, C-3PO. Is R2-D2 in this one? I don't know.
It's fine. All three of those characters are in this one.
Stop bullying me.
The entire point of this podcast is I'm bullying you.
Okay.
But, you know, that's okay.
I will know more when we come back.
Yes.
Hopefully. Unless I fall asleep again.
I will make sure you don't fall asleep.
Thank you.
So we are going to come back. There will be a little flourish of music in here. And when we come back, we will have watched Star Wars and Cassie will actually know what it's about.
I can't promise anything.
Shit, we'll try. We will see y'all in a moment after a quick trip to a long, long time ago in a galaxy far, far away.
Bye-bye.
All right, we are back. For you, it's been just a few seconds, but for us, there's been a whole Star Wars in between that. We just got back watching Star Wars Episode IV A New Hope, 1977, written and directed by a Mr. George Lucas. Cassie, it's your second time watching Star Wars,
yeah. But
first time remembering it. What do you think?
I have a couple of thoughts. So,
let's hear them. That's the point of this show.
So, I'd say that having just freshly watched it, I'd say before, the parts that I could remember, which were very few, the parts that I could remember were, like, the parts that didn't drive the plot forward. So, like, it was kind of the beginning section about, like, them buying the droids and, like, the droids on, like, the sand planet?
Tatooine.
It's kind of like that. That's kind of like...
They do never actually say it in the movie, so you're fine for not remembering it.
It's kind of like all I could remember. So when I would think about this or it would come up in conversation, my kind of just thought would be like, there's no plot to this movie. But having actually paid attention to it while watching it, I'm like, oh, there is a plot. So there's that. That's my first thought.
Very good.
I'd say my other thoughts were that I kept... Well, okay, so my general overview was that I liked it. I thought it was good. I thought it was an interesting movie. I will say that I kept... And I think I kind of do this in general, but especially with this movie, I kept thinking that it was done when it wasn't. Like, Obi-Wan died, and I was like, oh, okay, the movie's done now. And then it wasn't. And then they got off the Death Star, and I was like, oh, okay. Movie's done, but it wasn't. And then they like I saw like the rebel ships and I was like, oh wait, is this the one where they blow up the Death Star? Like I kept like just thinking like the movie's gonna be done, and like that's something, because I knew that like the Death Star got blown up, but I thought that was a different movie. I did. And so I just was like, oh, okay, so we're done, and then the next movie that'll happen. And then it, like, was actually done, and I was like, oh, okay, So we're finally done. So yeah, I thought the movie was done like probably like three times before it actually, before the runtime actually ended. So yeah, those are my very insightful Star Wars thoughts.
Very good. There is always like more movie than I think there is.
Mm-hmm.
It's like whenever I do it, I'm like, oh yeah, whatever. There's the opening with like Darth Vader and Princess Leia. And then in my head, it's like, you know, that opening scene, 3PO and R2 get off the ship, they get onto Tatooine, and then, like, immediately they find Luke. And it's like, no, there's, like, 15 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Which is probably my biggest thing I don't love about going back into this movie, but I feel like it's not as bad in the other ones. There's just a lot of time just spent where I'm like, you can maybe trim this up a little bit. The runtime was also not helped by the fact that we are watching this on Disney Plus, and the version on Disney Plus is the special edition, which adds more shots and more fancy CGI stuff that just adds to the runtime and honestly kind of looks like a video game from 10 years ago. It's like, oh wow, these Xbox graphics in my 1970s movie, huh? They do also add the scene where Han meets Jabba and Boba Fett. I actively skipped that because it is not a good scene. And I'm like, eh, we can just fast forward, save us like 3 minutes of our lives.
And he's a film kid, so he's the arbiter of what is good.
Well, I don't think I'm going to get a ton of pushback from Star Wars fans. If you do think I'm wrong, Star Wars fans, and I should make Cassie watch the special edition Jabba scene, get in the comments. Like, get in our comments.
Special bonus podcast of a 3 minute scene.
That's our longest episode. Yeah. But no, I love this movie. I still love this movie. The plot is, it's very boilerplate. You know, it's Joseph Campbell, hero's journey. So it's very just, it's a very standard adventure plot. For me, why I love this is I love the characters. All so good. Who were some of your standouts?
Oh.
That were just, like, fun characters that you're like, I am enjoying this.
I really liked Han Solo, but I don't think that's a controversial opinion. So, yeah, I really liked Han Solo. I liked Luke. I liked the two of them. I'd say the two of those were my favorite characters, the standouts. I really liked them.
I love Luke. He's such a baby. I love him.
Yeah, they were both really good. They were really interesting. I liked them a lot.
Did you ever watch Rogue One?
Okay, so here's another thing. So there, one time...
We also... we have probably seen a lot of movies where just bits of a series, just with friends and stuff.
But... Yeah, there was one time my dad, or rather our dad, same guy, took me to go see a Star Wars film. I could not tell you which one it was. It was a newer one.
Mm-hmm.
We went to go see it because he had tickets to it. Like, he had won them. And I cannot... I think it tells you how much I enjoyed it because I cannot tell you what it was about or the name of it. Now, I'm not saying it was bad. I'm saying that I cannot remember it. So maybe I did watch Rogue One.
It might have been Rogue One.
And I just don't know it.
Wild. I only bring up Rogue One because I feel like after I've watched Rogue One is like, in the timeline, it takes place like sort of right before. And it's a story about how they like get the Death Star plans. And it ends with them giving them to Leia. And it's literally like the scene that starts A New Hope.
Maybe I was it.
Maybe.
Maybe.
I feel like I might also have seen it with you and Dad.
No, that wasn't that then.
I mean, I also may have just seen it and not with you.
Our two brain cells are having a real hard time trying to connect this.
Regardless, but the point, the reason I bring it up is, I think after I watched it, I, like, enjoyed New Hope more because I, like, actually think it makes it better how much of a little whiny brat Luke is at the beginning. Because, I mean, this first scene is just like, God, I gotta go do stuff for my uncle. I was gonna go hang out with my friends. Like, man, this is lame. And I don't know, there is something about that for me that works a lot better after you've just seen, like, a movie full of characters, like, die to accomplish one thing. And you're like, oh my God, Luke, just go, do the thing. It just is like, this is where we all start. He's a great guy. He seems like a sweet guy. And Mark Hamill also is just like, seems like the sweetest guy. I love Space Mom.
Yeah.
I love Carrie Fisher. Princess Leia's the best. This isn't like the best Leia. If later we revisit, you watched Empire. I think that's where I start really liking Leia. Do you remember anything about?
No.
That is okay. I mean, it's the point of this podcast. Hey, it's fine.
I also really liked Obi-Wan and got kind of sad when he kind of just like disappeared, got yeeted off this plane of existence. I don't know what happened to him. I really liked him. There was also another thing that I found in watching the movie that, like, because obviously, you know, this is not a surprise to anyone, but Star Wars is popular. So you just hear quotes just referenced in popular media, or, you know, we have a lot of people who love Star Wars in our family, and they'll bring up memorable quotes. So, like, I would hear them and be like, oh, hey, like, I know this, like, you know. I know these quotes and, like, oh, I remember, like, you know, a reference to this scene that I saw in something else. And so actually watching it and remembering it and paying attention, I was able to, like, actually, like, pick up on things that I have heard through, like, my whole life, through references from, you know, my family and my friends or like, other pieces of media, and actually be like, oh, this is where it comes from.
Yeah, that I think is the biggest feeling of watching Star Wars, is being like, oh, I get it now. Mm-hmm. To just so much in pop culture. Because there's so much that just is like, let's do a Star Wars joke. I mean, don't we have the Phineas and Ferb Star Wars episode?
I think we do.
I think we have it on DVD. And that is my favorite joke in there, is about that scene. Mm-hmm. When Obi-Wan dies, just friggin', like, Buford shows up in the end, and they're like, oh, where'd you get that cool coat? He's like, I found it. It just had the scorch mark in the side. God, that's a great episode. Phineas and Ferb is a great show.
Yeah.
Won't be on this podcast because we've both watched it, but...
Yeah, so...
Hey, there are more things.
Yeah. This is just our endorsement of Phineas and Ferb is good.
Yes. If you are also rich and have Disney Plus, you should go watch the Phineas and Ferb Star Wars episode.
You know, I would just like to say, for full transparency, that we mooch off of a Disney Plus account, so we're
Disney, if you're listening to this, we definitely don't, and we definitely both pay independently for separate Disney Plus accounts.
We're not important enough that Disney would listen to this. You need to stop lying.
Hey.
So we just want to give a shout out to our aunt who pays for the Disney Plus account. You're a real one for a lot of reasons, but I also am going to need Matthew to stop lying about who actually pays for this podcast.
Hey.
Or who pays for the Disney Plus account,
right? Hey, I don't want it to be on record that I am a striminal. I am attempting to work in the entertainment industry, which in about 5 years will be the Walt Disney Corporation.
Hey, you know what? You know, that's your own tea.
Yeah, it was an interesting moment when the first thing that opens is the logos of who made this movie, and it's 20th Century Fox and Lucasfilm, and it was really dark knowing both of those companies are owned by Disney now.
They acquired that movie twice.
It's like, wow, Disney owns Star Wars twice. Sheesh.
Yeah. So anyway, back to the film at hand.
Things we like about Star Wars, or things we didn't like. Were there anything you didn't like, you had questions about?
Anything I didn't like.
This is a safe space.
I would say it was just kind of... I got it, but it was a little weird when, like, it was Han, and it was in, like, the bar, the cantina, or whatever, and they're having the conversation.
Uh-huh.
What's his name? It's the green guy?
Greedo!
Greedo! Okay, so it's Han and Greedo talking, and, like, Greedo's talking in, like a fictional alien language,
mm-hmm.
and so they have the subtitles, but it was only, I'm not one of those people who dislike subtitles, I can read quickly, And I actually like subtitles because sometimes I eat crunchy snacks and can't hear my TV. So I really like subtitles. So that wasn't a problem for me. My kind of, not even an issue, but just something I thought was like, that's the only time they used them. Like, they didn't use that for, like, any other, like, they didn't use that for the Sand People. They didn't use that for the Jawas or anything like that. Because it's not important. Like, I get it. And they need to subtitle because it's, like, important to the interaction and the scene they're having. But I didn't notice that. I also noticed that I thought it was, again, I understand it, but how in the bar and the cantina, people just dying and just the bar keeps, like, man. Like, there's very...
Like, it's a Tuesday and there's a body count.
Yeah, like, the barkeep there is, like, I guess... And none of the patrons are really mad about it either. They just kind of look, and they just kind of go back to what they're doing. And I was like, you know what? That's the kind of nonchalance I need in my life. Someone's arm got ripped off, and they're just like, so anyway, so are we going to lunch Tuesday or Wednesday? Like, that was their vibe.
Wouldn't have been like that if we were at B. Arthur's Cantina in Star Wars.
But we've both seen the Star Wars holiday special.
Wait, have you actually seen the holiday special?
Yeah, because the same sophomore teacher who showed us episode 5 also showed us the Star Wars holiday special.
Oh my gosh!
Yeah! He was a cool dude.
I also love the fact
that... I went into Christmas break a little traumatized.
I also love the fact that, like, if I had made, like, an episode 4 joke, you might not have gotten it. I have made a holiday special joke, and you get it instantly.
Oh, yeah. No, because I think that one really seared itself into my brain.
Yeah, that is definitely a piece of media you can't not unsee.
Yeah, you kind of have to remember that
You can't unsee.
Yeah. So I would say, as someone who remembered this film and has seen it several times, what are some of your favorite parts about it?
Oh, what are my favorite parts? It's a very just, like, comforting movie. You know, it benefits from being such a simple story. You know, it's a very mythic sort of story where it's, like, good guys win, bad guys are just, like, evil, but they're cool, too. There's laser swords, and it's all that good stuff. It's a very comforting movie. It takes me back very much to the experience of just, like, being a little kid and just... like, stories seeming so big, but also so simple. I appreciate a complex story, a story that has some complex themes and morals. But there are times you just need a good old good guys win, bad guys lose sort of thing.
No, I agree. I think that there's a time and a place for every type of story. And I think that they're, you know... I appreciate a morally ambiguous, kind of nuanced, kind of villain and hero, you know, sort of situation. But I mean, just sort of a classic, like, good versus evil, black versus white. Like, this is, like, it's not a gray issue, it's a black and white thing. Like, there's also a time for that. You know, you don't have to think, like, well, what would have I done? You would have been like, heck yeah, dude, I'm so excited you won! So excited you defeated that guy. And that's sort of that's how you exit the movie theater. That's how you, you know, when the movie's done, you're like, good guys won. This is good.
It's very comic booky almost in the ending. It's just very like, especially when, like the last we see of Darth Vader is him just like spinning out of control.
Yeah.
Just like, oh, he's Team Rocket blasting off.
Exactly.
You know, it's very comic booky. It's almost like I expect him to be shaking his fist. I'll get you next time, Luke Skywalker.
No, absolutely. Ding. Yeah.
And then everyone gets a medal, and it's all good. Mm-hmm. And it's like, yay, we saved the day. And there were never any problems. Oh, wait, there's a sequel? Uh-oh.
Uh-oh, SpaghettiOs.
Uh-oh, SpaghettiOs indeed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I liked this movie, now that I can remember it. I can't say it's gonna be, like, a movie I go back to very often, just because I don't think it's, like, super my taste. Like, I like superhero-type movies, I like stuff like that, But I don't know if this has necessarily transformed me into a, like, Star Wars fan.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm certainly not against them.
No,
I'm
I'll not... force you through all, like, 6 seasons of Clone Wars. That's how I'll turn you into a Star Wars
fan. Understandable.
I'm also not even a Star Wars fan, so I won't.
Understandable. But yeah, so I don't think I'm necessarily a Star Wars fan anymore, but I definitely... Now that I can't...
Anymore!
Not anymore. That was...
I was a huge Star Wars fan, and then I actually watched it. Turns out...
No, I misspoke. So I don't think this has necessarily made me into a huge Star Wars fan, but I do think I have a better appreciation now that I can actually remember it and recall a couple of plot points of this movie. I think it has given me a better understanding of why there are people who like it so much and why it has, you know, why it has maintained this kind of, this hold on pop culture and media and why it's so influential. I think I don't understand everything. I don't claim to, but I think that I have a better understanding now of why it was so impactful kind of versus before when I couldn't really remember anything.
And that's the whole point of this show, is to take you on your first little baby steps through pop culture.
Exactly.
It's basically film school, but both more and less nerdy.
Also less expensive.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
We're just gonna leave it there, just yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think... this wraps up our episode on Star Wars Episode 4, A New Hope. Thank you all so much for listening. I was about to say watching.
This isn't a... Yeah, you could have watching your phone,
I was about to say watching. That is incorrect. Thank you so much for listening. We will see you next time when I, or possibly you, Matthew...
Oh, no.
...watch a movie that we've never seen before.
A movie that makes us go, "You haven't seen this?" Bye, everyone.
Bye-bye, y'all.